Welcome to another inspiring podcast from True North Church. We hope this message encourages and blesses you. For more information about our church, please visit truenorthak.org.
How many of you guys remember the old school? My kids won't remember this, but how many of you are old enough to remember the day it wasn't the digital radio? You had to tune that little thing. And turn that thing, and you had to keep turning it. If you went around the corner in the hayfield, I had to turn it again, right? How do we tune out the noise and hear God? How many of you guys want to know God's always speaking? Yeah. We just might not have our ear tuned to the frequencies of heaven. So how do we tune our ears to hear God's voice? I believe this. And if we look at John chapter 10, it says this. John chapter 10 will be the theme verse for the next month, next 4 weeks as we talk about frequency. But John 10 says this: the gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. Now, how many of you know, I grew up on a dairy farm, and my dad could yell at the cows, and they would raise their heads and look. I could yell at the cows, and they'd look like, who in the world is this? But with sheep, shepherds have a certain call, and you could have two herds of sheep walking down, crossing roads or paths, and the moment the shepherd does his call, his sheep will stop, turn, and follow that call. So Jesus is sharing a story here that the agrarian agricultural society of the day, they could understand. They could understand what he's saying. And so he says, sheep hear his voice, and they listen. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they what? Know his voice. How many of you guys want to know the voice of God? Yeah. You want to know what God's voice sounds like. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they'll run away from him because they do not recognize the stranger's voice. So my prayer and our prayer as a pastoral team or staff is that we would begin to understand what the frequencies of heaven sounds like, what God's voice sounds like. So when the competing voices of the world speak, we tune it out because we don't recognize that voice like we recognize God's voice. In Proverbs, in fact, Solomon said it this way in Proverbs: listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. In other words, when you hear God's voice can recalibrate and redirect and keep you on track. And I don't know about anyone in here, there's times I need more than my wife to keep me on track. How many of you guys need more than your wife to keep you on track? Some of you men need a second chance to say hoorah for a men's conference, okay? Today we're going to talk about how to prepare to hear God's voice. And so kind of the introduction to the whole thought is, how do we prepare to hear God's voice? It's not God. It's not that God is not speaking. That's not the problem. The problem is we're not hearing it. How many of you know that God always speaks? The Bible says the sheep know the shepherd's voice. The challenge is if we don't spend enough time in the pasture, we don't know what the shepherd's voice sounds like. So how do we prepare our hearts to hear the frequencies that God's voice? And so I want to propose to you, we have to get rid of the noise, the hurry, and the crowds. We have to prepare our hearts to hear his voice. It's not like, okay, God, I showed up, speak to me. No, there's a preparation that happens. We're going to talk about that today. And so in Luke chapter 8, there's a parable. It says a farmer went out to sow his seed. And the parable really talks about God's voice. And the seed is the word of God, God's word. And it says, as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and it was trampled on, and the birds ate it. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seeds fell on thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plant. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. Let's pause here. I've told my wife and my kids, if I die prematurely or I die before they do, on my epitaph, I want three numerals and a letter. I want 100X. I want to be the guy, and I hope it's said of me someday, that I was the person that my heart was so prepared that I produced a crop 100 times what was sown. Anyone here want to be 100 times person? You want to hear God's word, and you want to sink deep inside of a prepared heart, and all of a sudden, you produce a crop of 100 more than what was sown. And when he said this, he called out. That's what he says. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, why at the end of this parable does he have to stop and say, he who has ears to hear, let him hear? Because God is always speaking. Sometimes we're not always hearing. And so we're the ones that the responsibility lies within our lives to say, God, how can I prepare my heart to hear his voice? Today I want to look at these four soils because I believe the soils are a type or a picture of the type of heart we have. And it's the heart we have, the type of heart that prepares us to hear his voice. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. So four types of heart. Number one, there's the polluted heart. In Luke chapter 8, verse 12, it goes on and says, those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes it away, the word from their hearts, so they may not believe and be saved. The polluted heart's the one where God's word is spoken to you, you hear it, but before it takes root, the devil comes and does what? Steals it away before you have a chance to ever have it take root. It's the polluted heart. And I think there's two types of pollution. I would say the first type of pollution is what I would call the sin issues of pollution. And some of us in here, there's just enough sin in our lives and enough habits and choices that it's hard to hear God's voice because the path is so hard. The devil comes and steals it before it ever, it's not prepared because your heart is polluted. The other type of heart that has pollution is the heart issue type of pollution. How many guys have ever sat down to pray or spend some time with Jesus, or you're going on a walk somewhere, or you're mowing your grass, and you're starting to think, and all of a sudden you start thinking about that person that hurt you, and then your mind starts just ruminating over and over. Anyone ever have that happen at all? Or anyone here? I think that the challenge here is when sin issues and heart issues is the pollution makes us hard to where the word can't get in. Sin issues are those choices we make. For some of us, it might be the unrepented sins, the ones we carry shame and guilt for. And so because of our shame and guilt, we can't hear God's voice because we're kind of under shame. And I simply say, it's time to say, God, I'm sorry, repent, and repent to the polluted heart. And then the heart issues of pollution is the unresolved relational issues. The mind monsters begin to speak. Someone calls you or texts you, and you're going, oh, I don't think I, and just you can't, and maybe you're in church, and someone offended you at one time, and they walk by, and you're like, how can they raise their hands during worship like nothing's going on? Can you believe what they did to me? That heart stuff. And I think that's why Jesus said, when you go to the altar to speak to God, God says, lay your gift at the altar and do what? If you have anything against anyone, you go and resolve that issue with them, and then you come back to the altar. Why? What's he saying? It's hard to hear God's voice with unresolved issues in your heart toward people. In James, it says this. And I want you to notice a pattern as we read James. Number one, it says, get rid of all what? Filth and evil in your life. So number one, you get rid of it. Number two, humbly accept the message planted in your hearts. So the idea there is you have to deal with pollution, because if you deal with pollution, you start to soften and prepare the soil of your heart to hear God's voice. So some of us can't hear God's voice because of a polluted heart. The other challenge in cutting through the noise and the frequencies to hear God's voice is number two, the distracted heart. In Luke chapter 8, the parable goes on. And Jesus says the rocky soil represents those who hear the message with joy, but like young plants in good soil, their roots don't go very deep. They believe for a while, but they wilt when the hot winds of testing blows. In other words, they're distracted. How many of you guys have ever been distracted? How many of you guys have spiritual ADD? How many of you guys have ADD? You know how many people with ADD it takes to change a light bulb, don't you? I don't know. Let's go ride bikes. Some of us are spiritually, we're so distracted, and sometimes the distractions are good things. I live in a house with four young ladies and a wife. There's lots of distractions. In fact, I have two offices on this campus, one everyone knows about and another one that very few people know about, because if I am in the one that everyone knows about, I get very little done. But if I go to the one that most people don't know about, I get a whole lot done because there's less distractions. There's less stuff vying for my time and energy. And some of us want to hear God's voice, but we're pulled over this direction and this direction. And how many of you guys have ever sat down to pray or read your Bible and maybe your phone's sitting there and starts to vibrate because someone text messages you right when you decide to sit down and spend some time with Jesus? Your Facebook notification comes up, and then all of a sudden, a half hour later, you're going, well, I updated Instagram, but I haven't updated my relationship with Jesus. I've been on Facebook, but I haven't had my face in this book. Distractions, they pull us back and forth, and we have to work hard to say, God, I got to clear the distractions, that I want the roots to go deep, but the distractions keep me from letting it go very deep. Luke chapter 10 says this. And she said, and she had a sister named Mary who seated herself at the Lord's feet. This was Mary and Martha. Mary sat down at the Lord's feet and was listening to his teaching. But Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving. Sometimes we're distracted doing good stuff. Sometimes we're distracted, and so to hear God's voice, I must turn down the world's volume. I have to find a place to quiet myself and still my heart. I think what did the psalmist say? Be still and know that I am God. Now, don't be still and sit there and contemplate your navel like, I'm being still and I know that I'm God. There is a God and you're not him. Be still and know that he's God. Clear out the distractions. You want to hear the frequencies of heaven, you got to tune out. You've got to deal with a polluted heart and repent of the sin. You've got to deal with a distracted heart, the distracted time where you're going back and forth. And the next type of heart we have to navigate is the immature heart. In Luke chapter 8, it says the seed that fell among the weeds. How many of you guys are really good at growing weeds? Anyone excited about growing a garden this year? I have a small area to garden in my backyard, and I grow lots of vegetables. I try to, but I grow lots and lots of weeds. That's my spiritual gift, I think, is growing weeds. And it says the seed fell among the weeds. Because why? You know, weeds usually, if there's lots of weeds in your garden, it's not because you planted the weeds. It's because you neglected the good seed. Weeds come from neglect. And it goes on, it says the weeds that fell among the weeds. Because they stand for those who hear. But as they go on their way, they're choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasure, and they don't mature. If you want to grow with God, it's going to take some discipline and some growth. And some of the immaturity, and some of us don't hear God's voice because we're still pretty spiritually immature. We're still young, and we're the distractions. But then also we neglect taking time on the garden to till the ground, to get it ready to plant and do all those things. And the immature heart is the one that's choked by the worries and the riches and the pleasures, and they fail to what? Mature. Now, I have great relationships with all five of my kids. My youngest is 4. And the depth of maturity in that conversation is different than the depth of maturity with my wife. Fulton, the depth of our conversation is he wants cake, pie, Jell-O. Growing food is not as fun as non-growing food. And then he wants me to chase him. Now, the cool thing is he's got like 3 or 4 remote control cars now. Chasing's been a lot easier recently. So he'll bring me the remote, and he'll jump onto couches and when mom's not around. And I chase him, and he jumps up, and he's like, and if I hit him, I get a point. And so I try to ram his legs really fast. There's a fast one. If I put new batteries in, it's really fast. And so there's days I don't put new batteries in it because I want to wear them down. But the depth of maturity in that relationship is different than the depth I can go with my bride. God wants to speak to some of you at a deeper level, but it means you have to grow a little bit more. That might mean you have to carve out some space, get rid of distractions, and find a time to spend in the Word of God and begin to develop a relationship where you hear God's voice through His Word. See, here's what I'm convinced of. I used to speak at camps as a youth evangelist and travel. I do 8 to 10 camps a year with probably 1,000 plus, maybe 2,000 students in the summer that I'd minister to. And one of the number one requests when I prayed for students at the altar was, Pastor, I want to hear God's voice. And I said, well, do you read the Bible? They go, well, not as much as I should. But I want to hear God's voice. I'm going to pray you read the Bible, son. But I want to hear His voice. I'm thinking, yeah, you'll hear His voice to the degree you know His word. See, some of us want mature listening, and we want to have a dynamic relationship with God. And God is going, grow up, get off the milk, and get to the meat of the word, begin to develop. And I want to encourage some of you men, maybe you're just starting out in your relationship with Jesus. Make men's conference a priority. And I believe God, you'll encounter God in a new way with a bunch of men, and you'll worship like maybe you've never worshiped. Maybe you've never been in a life group. I want to encourage you in June, when we start our June semester of life groups, to get plugged in and begin to grow. Some of you want to hear God's voice, but you don't want to commit to the practice of spiritual formation and community. Develop a Bible reading program. Download the YouVersion app. If you're following along on our app right now, on these notes, if you follow along, you can. We assign a devotional guide every week that goes along with a message. You could read the Word with a plan we present to you every week. Grow the immature heart. See, God always answers our prayers. Some of us don't think He does, but God answers our prayers 3 ways: yes, no, grow. Yes, no, and grow. In other words, you're not quite ready, and so I want you to grow into this. When my 8-year-old says, Dad, can I drive? I'll go, grow. I'm not saying she can't drive. I'm just saying she can't drive right now. And sometimes God wants to speak to us, but the immaturity, and some of us need to grow up a little bit to hear His voice. Like I said, my son and I have a different level of communication than my wife and I, because the intimacy is not as strong and the maturity is not there. Yes, no, and grow. Maturity comes when we stop making excuses and start making changes. Maturity comes when we stop making excuses and start making changes. The next type of heart is the prepared heart. It's the heart that's prepared. Anyone here want a prepared heart? Anyone want the heart where God can speak and the Word of God dives in and begins to grow and produces a crop of 30, 60, 100 times? In Luke chapter 8, it says this: But the seed on good soil. That's the good heart, the prepared heart. Stands for those with a noble and a good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop, a prepared heart. A heart that's prepared, it's noble, but it receives it and it takes it into its life. And here's the challenge. How many men in here have ever been told by your wife what to get at the grocery store? And she tells you two or three times, you walk out the door, you get to Safeway or Fred Meyer, and you go, you text your wife back and say, what is it again I'm supposed to get? Anyone know what I'm talking about? You heard, but you didn't like it. Didn't get. I'm not. You were distracted. I'm not gonna say you're polluted. You're distracted, and how many of you guys are smart enough now? Just honey, text me on the way over there what I need to get. How many of you guys do that? Okay. The prepared heart is one that says, God, I'm gonna retain your word. And I want to encourage some of you, for some of you, retaining things. Some of you guys have a memory that's not very, it's not very, I'll tell you what I've had to realize, my memory is not always the best for memorizing stuff. And so I've had to start memorizing, because if I don't remember, there's days I'll read a chapter in the Bible and I'll walk away and I ask the Lord, let one or two verses really leap off the page, because I don't always remember the whole page or the whole chapter, but I can remember one or two things and grab my mind. And we did that divine mentor journey this last fall, and when we sat down and journaled, I don't know if you guys remember that if you're in our life groups, but the prepared heart says, God, I want to receive the seed and I want it to grow. And here's how. Three ways you can have a prepared heart if you take a note. Number one, repent. Repent. Now, I didn't say repaint, okay? Painters say repaint, repent, you thinner. Christians say repent, repent, you sinner, okay? And repent means a turning around, a changing. It repent says, God, I need a do-over. Will you forgive me? Repent doesn't mean, it means you're sorry for what you've done. It says, God, maybe my heart's been polluted. Maybe, God, I've been a little immature. I made excuses for not growing. I don't know what your excuse is. I can probably name some of my excuses. But when I say, Lord, I need to repent. Don't sweat it, repent it. Say, God, I'm sorry. Number one, repent. Number two, refocus. God, I got to get focused back into the priorities here. God, I got to get back into it. Back into your word. Back into my prayer time. I want to encourage you on the, maybe some of you are unaware of this, but the first Wednesday of the month, please, it's our encounter night. It's our prayer night, praise and worship and prayer night. You need to make it here. You missed a great prayers and worship and prayer night this last Wednesday night. But make those things a priority. Be say, God, I want to repent. I want to refocus. And then thirdly, revive. God, would you bring new life back to me? God, revive me. Anyone ever felt just a little bit dry spiritually? Got to say, God, I got to go till that up. See, I know right now I've got about a foot of snow right now over my raised garden beds in my backyard, and that snow is going to melt, and some of the snow is gray because I poured some of my charcoal briquettes on top, and I'll mix it into my soil, but my soil is going to be dry until I till that thing, and I turn it over, and I revive it, I get it ready, I put some cow manure or some steer, whatever they call it, in there, and then I plant some stuff. Why? I got to get it ready, I want to revive it, and there's times you have to say, God, I want to repent, I want to refocus, and I want to revive. In 2 Corinthians, it says this: let's make a clean break from everything that defiles or distracts us, both within and without. What's that mean? Within is the stuff on the inside. That's the polluted heart. That's the sin, the pollution. But make sure the stuff on the inside's clean and the stuff on the outside is taken care of. So Paul says, hey, make a clean break with everything that defiles or distracts, both within and without. Let's make our entire lives fit and holy temples for the worship of God. You know, we sang a song this morning And I don't think when they plan the worship set, they plan this set sometimes several weeks ahead of time. I don't know if they realize, man, several of those songs were, God, I want to hear your voice. And Heidi, if you could come, I want the worship team to come. And that song that we sang that talked about when you move and when you speak. I sat down there and I don't know about you. I want to be a person who hears God's voice. And there are times I have to sit and I have to do some spring cleaning in my heart, some spring cleaning in my mind. I gotta carve out the distractions. But when I do, something that gets revived. So my prayer today is I'm gonna ask you all to stand with me all across this room. And maybe you're here today and your heart's been polluted. I don't know what that is. Maybe there's some sin issues, some sin cycles. You know what those are. I don't. The Holy Spirit does. But as I talked about the polluted heart, you're wanting to hear God's voice, but there's so much shame and so much stuff through the filter of your mind because of your choices. Or maybe there's some people you have to forgive. Spend some time and forgive them. Or maybe it's just a distracted heart. You're doing a lot of good things, but it's been a while since you paused to spend time with Jesus. It's been a while since you got in the Word of God. It's just kind of been distracted. It's been going here and there. Or maybe it's just time to say, you know, I got to put my big boy pants on. It's not youth and kids camp anymore where I just feel God all the time. I've got to grow up and I've got to learn how to navigate an adult life with Jesus. And maturity has nothing to do with age. Because there's some of us in here that are older that maybe have some maturing issues to do in our heart and life. There's some of us that are younger that might be more mature in some areas, right? Let's sing this song that says, the Spirit of the Living God, we want to hear you. Let's sing this song. Let's make it our prayer. And if you're here today and there's some pollution in your heart, maybe while we sing this song, you say, Lord, will you forgive me? Will you repent today? Will you refocus? Let's sing this song and then I'll have the ushers come in a moment. But let's just spend some time refocusing right now.
We hope you were encouraged by this message. For more information and other resources, please visit truenorthak.org.